This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The head of the main UN aid agency in the war-battered Gaza Strip has now warned that its work is collapsing after 9 donor countries decided to cut funding. The United States and other countries made that decision after allegations surfaced that several agency employees had participated in the deadly Hamas attack against Israel 4 months ago. That attack had triggered the Israel-Hamas war. The UN agency has said the employees were fired and are under investigation. The agency is the main aid provider in besieged Gaza, providing food and shelter to hundreds of thousands of people. Yeah, the agency wrote Saturday that he is shocked by the announced funding cuts. U.S. negotiators have been making progress on a potential agreement in which Israel would pause military operations against Hamas in Gaza for 2 months in exchange for the release of more than 100 hostages who were captured in the October 7th attack on Israel. That's according to 2 senior administration officials who requested anonymity to discuss the sensitive talks. The yet-to-be-sealed deal would play out over 2 phases. In the first phase, fighting would stop to allow for the remaining women, elderly, and wounded hostages to be released by Hamas. Israel and Hamas would then aim to work out details during the first 30 days of the pause for a second phase in which Israeli soldiers and civilian men would be released. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan has pressed Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi during talks in Thailand to use China's influence with Iran to ease tensions in the Middle East. The officials also agreed to work toward arranging a call between President Joe Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping. The meetings Friday and Saturday in Bangkok followed up on the president's discussions in November in California. This is VOA News. U.S. Congress is racing to wind down a tax break meant to encourage businesses to keep workers on the payroll during COVID-19 pandemic. What was expected to cost the federal government $55 billion has instead costed nearly 5 times that amount as of July. Meanwhile, new claims pour into the IRS each week, and that's ensuring a growing price tag that lawmakers are anxious to cap. Now lawmakers across the political spectrum say it's time to close down the program altogether. They intend to use the savings to offset the cost of 3 business tax breaks and a more generous child tax credit for many low-income families. Voters in Taiwan recently repelled a wave of disinformation seeking to undermine their democracy ahead of the election earlier in the month. In doing so, the island can offer lessons to the U.S. and other nations holding their own elections amid the threat of foreign disinformation. Experts say Taiwan was able to rebuff China's efforts to meddle with its democracy by taking the challenge of disinformation seriously. When rumors and hoaxes about voting discrepancies popped up, the government and independent fact-check groups responded aggressively and quickly. China views Taiwan as its own territory. A report by DoubleThink Lab found that China used propaganda and disinformation in an effort to undermine its democracy. Mexico is acknowledging that at least 2 well-known Mayan ruin sites are unreachable by visitors because of cartel violence or land disputes. But 2 tourist guides in the southern state of Chiapas say that the routes to 2 other sites are plagued by drug gang checkpoints, and many groups are avoiding trips there, too. The government seems unconcerned, though, and there's even anger that anyone would suggest there is a problem. President Andres Manuel López Obrador's policies to play down gang violence, even as the cartels take over more territory in Mexico. Both guides say the imposing temple complex still open and perfectly safe for visitors, but there are fears tourists could be damaged or tourism could be damaged in Chiapas. There's a question about whether or not an $83 million plus defamation judgment would deter Donald Trump from continuing his attacks on E. Jean Carroll. It's one of the key questions after a New York jury on Friday hit Trump with that defamation award. Jurors found that the former president maliciously damaged Carroll's reputation after the Vice columnist accused him of sexually assaulting her in Manhattan department store. A different jury had already found Trump responsible for the attacks and ordered him to pay $5 million. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.